This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been clear that she does not like the debt ceiling compromise that was signed into law, but her reasons for missing last week's vote have been unclear. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
This past weekend, Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert said she missed the Wednesday night vote on whether to raise the debt ceiling on purpose. She called it a no-show protest.
No excuses. I was ticked off. They wouldn't let me do my job, so I didn't take the vote.
But CNN released video of Boebert running up the stairs to the House chamber as if she were rushing to make the vote. And that night, in recording how she would have voted, she said she was unavoidably detained. A statement she put out after the vote also made no mention that she missed it in protest. CPR News reached out to Boebert's office for further clarification, but has not received a response. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The health insurer Friday Health Plans has announced it's shutting down. In a statement, the insurer said it grew quickly but couldn't secure enough capital. Last month, Colorado regulators stopped Friday from enrolling new members. Colorado's insurance commissioner says the insurer's operations are financially stable enough to keep paying the claims of its 30,000 Colorado customers through this year. But next year, those customers will have to find a new insurance provider. And Colorado will receive $2.5 million in settlement money from the maker of Suboxone, a drug that helps ease withdrawal symptoms for people who are addicted to opioids. 42 state attorneys general, including Phil Weiser of Colorado, alleged the company was violating competition laws by changing the drug from a pill to a dissolving film, which made it harder for generics to create. This is CPR News.